Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Doug Osborne. Doug, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Erin.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. So you're here to talk about an upcoming presentation that's happening tonight at 7 p.m., a presentation by Dr. Annalise Singh called Racial Justice and Healing Handbook. So why don't we get some context for this? So where is this particular presentation coming from? We've definitely had some racial healing, social justice, and equity has definitely been a hot topic in Sitka and around the country. So how does this fit into Sitka's aspect of it?
Well, this fall, the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus did a speaker series, the Racial Justice and Equity in Southeast Speaker Series. It started with Tim Wise and ended with Dion Brady Howard. We had five great speakers, and this was one of the follow-ups, was this One Community, One Book project. So it's a Sitka Reads project where a bunch of people are reading the same book at the same time. And so a group of folks did this as a follow-up for that to deepen that learning, that understanding. So the Friends of the Sitka Public Library, Sitka Counseling, the Sitka Health Summit, Old Harbor Books, SERSH, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services Department, and Outer Coast College, it kind of joined forces to provide books and book clubs and do some organization. There's a woman at Sitka Counseling, Missy Monjovi, who's been kind of one of the main organizers. And right now, there's eight or nine book clubs, and it sort of culminates in this author's talk tonight at 7 o'clock, where Dr. Singh is going to zoom in, and she has a presentation, and then there'll be some question and answers. So it's tonight at 7 o'clock, and I think the most important point that I wanted to convey is that everybody is welcome. Even if you've never heard of this book, I think you'll benefit from Dr. Singh's presentation. She's a national figure, and she is a great speaker and has a lot to say on this topic and has written a wonderful book. I finished it a couple days ago and gained a tremendous amount. So even if you're never read this, never picked it up, you can still run down to Old Harbor Books. They got a couple copies when I called yesterday. Pick up a copy if you want. Or Sitka Counseling has a new social justice lending library. They have about five copies. Okay. So there's some options to get it if you want to get it today. But even if you don't, just zoom in, and then you can hear what Dr. Singh has to say, and maybe you'll want to read one of her books.
Wonderful. So even if you haven't read the book, even if you haven't necessarily gone to the other racial justice and equity speaker series, even if you're kind of fresh into the topic, this is something that there's accessibility for everyone within the community. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
For sure. For sure. It's very accessible. And I think that if she speaks the way she writes, she's able to break down these concepts and help people to really understand and apply it to their lives. And ultimately, you know, it's a 10-chapter book, and it starts with knowing your racial identity, exploring internalized racism, and then relearning the history of racism, grieving, naming. So it starts with these internal work. Okay. And then the end of the book starts with collective racial healing, being a racial ally, dreaming up a way we can make a society that works for everybody. So it's really neat the way she does it. One of the things about Dr. Singh is that she's a PhD. She's from New Orleans, and she's a professor in Tulane. And but she also is a licensed professional counselor, and so she's kind of bringing these two things together. So right now she's the provost for diversity and faculty development, and she's in the past been a dean for diversity, equity, inclusion at the College of Education in Georgia. So she has this academic side, but then she also has this human side, being a professional counselor and able to help people work through some of the stuff that you want to start with when it comes to racial healing. It kind of starts with you, and then it goes out from there. So we're excited, and this is a key thing in terms of how you can participate. If you go to your computer and you type in tinyurl.com/SitkaReads2020. So tinyurl.com/SitkaReads2020. That'll take you to the sign up page for tonight. And once you sign up, and I would say sign up before 2 o'clock today, Missy will send you an email that will have the Zoom link. And so you can join us. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. It goes 7 to 8:15. But sign up today if you're of interest in this. And one thing I think that Dr. Singh will share is that this is a societal issue, and we all play a part. So she has pieces where she'll talk about people of the global majority, black, indigenous, people of color. And then she also talk about being socialized as a white person like me. And there's some differences there. And then there's some similarities. And the key similarity is that we all play a part in this. Yeah. We all are a part of society. And we can all make a society that works for everybody, not just some.
Definitely. Yeah, I like that you're saying it's a part of everyone. That it's not necessarily there's any necessarily fingers pointed of it. It's so only a certain group of people's problem, and anything that only certain people need to work on and fix. We're all a part of society, so we all can play a role in making it better for everyone involved. And I saw on the post that it looks like not only is this a presentation with Dr. Singh, there's also going to be a little more conversation involved, some question and answer. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's planned for that, the interaction part?
Yeah, so we'll start. We have kind of a special guest to introduce Dr. Singh. She's going to do the first about half hour is just going to be a presentation about concepts around racial healing. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there's question and answers. And we have an opportunity when people sign up, they can send a question ahead of time. They can also send it in the chat box to the moderator, which I'll be fulfilling that role tonight, and then we'll give it to Dr. Singh. And so the second half hour is kind of interacting with her and doing some question and answers, and maybe people had some concept in the book they were a little fuzzy on and want some more clarification. So that's going to be an interactive piece with her. And then the last 15 minutes, we didn't want to just end. We're going to have people get into some smaller groups of three, just so they have a chance to talk with their fellow Sitkins. But actually, this is available for anybody in Southeast. So if you're listening in Cake or Angoon or anywhere, zoom in with us because we want you to join. But we'll get a chance for people to, they've been, at that point, they'll be doing a lot of listening, but just to kind of share a little bit about what jumped out from the book and from her presentation. So there'll be a little discussion. The last few minutes is just going to be a time to celebrate and thank. There's so many people we have to thank with this. The book club leaders are doing this as volunteers. We have to thank them. There's the project organizers. We had, I think, $1,800 came in from different sources to buy books for people. Old Harbor Book gave us some great deals, and they gave us a COVID-safe way to send that out, so we have to thank them. So there's at least 5 minutes of thank yous at the end, because this was a very big community effort to do this, you know, one book project. And we had over 70 people sign up, so we also want to thank all the people who have taken the time to take on this work and to read the book and learn from it, and hopefully that will just have a real positive influence on our community. I've already seen it happening, so we want to thank the people that are taking this topic on. Like I said, this is for everyone.
And as you said earlier, too, even if someone hasn't read the book yet and haven't heard any speaker series, this is a totally new, brand new spanking topic for them. This is still a talk for them as well. And it was tinyurl.com/SitkaReads2020 is where people can go to sign up and get the Zoom link. Are there any other things going forward? Is there any ongoing conversations that are being had or future things planned around this topic? Or is this kind of a culmination?
I think in some ways this is a culmination, and then in other ways it's a starting point. In fact, the survey and some of the things that we're going to send out to people after is going to say, do you have any thoughts on some next steps? And so there may be other speakers. That's the beauty of Zoom, is we can have people from anywhere zoom in with us. There could be other books. There could be workshops. And there could be other things that we haven't thought of to make structures and systems that work for everybody. And that's kind of a key part as well. So in some ways, it's a finale, and it's very much a follow-up to that speaker series that happened in September. And in other ways, it's we'll be asking a question, what's next? What do people want to do? I know there's a Monday night Zoom group that discussion group that's looking at these topics, and people are invited to that. So that may be a place where people go. But maybe there's some other creative things that can happen in December and January. We're hoping this fall would be, in large part, kind of a starting point, starting this conversation. Now we can go a little bit deeper and make some real changes. Because the end game of this is a just and kind society where everybody feels a place of belonging and is built on a very strong foundation of mutual respect. And so that's where we want to go. We have made a lot of progress, really proud of Sitka, and still have more work to do, for sure. And so I think we may get some ideas about where to go from Annalise. In fact, I know that's one of the questions that she's going to get is at the end, there's a question that says, as a community and as a country, what do you see as our next steps? Where do you see our little town? Do you have any ideas of where we could go with this? And then as a country, do you have any ideas of where we could go? So come Zoom in tonight. You'll hear Dr. Singh's answer, and you'll help us to create our next step on this very long journey, but a very important one.
Excellent. Yeah, so 2020 is kind of like a chapter one that has been setting the stage for this whole ongoing process and conversation, at least in Sitka. So this might be the end of the first chapter, but there's a whole more book to work through and to work together with. Excellent.
Yeah, and with 2020, if you do want to see something I think is kind of inspiring, this is another link. You can click on tinyurl.project108sitka, and there's a local woman in town who's volunteering to capture these stories of progress. And it's called Project 108 because of the significance of that number here. 1804, Tlingit people come together and courageously stand up to cannons to fight for their land, something that's sacred. 108 years later, local people come together, taking another historic step forward, this time to fight for civil rights, the start of the A and B. Now, 2020 is 108 years after that. And again, it's local people coming together, this time to work on racial equity and making a kind and just Sitka that works for everyone. So 108 is this important year. So what this project is capturing 108 stories that happened in 2020. And right now they're at number 107. So tonight is number 108. So it's kind of exciting to
see
all the progress and all the things that have happened in 2020. So check that out. Come tonight, go to this tinyurl.com/SitkaReads2020, and you can be part of the 108th action that happened in this year to help make Sitka a healthier place for all.
Excellent. Well, Doug, thank you so much for coming on air with me this morning. Again, it's the presentation tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom is with Dr. Annalise Singh, author of Racial Healing Handbook. It's a presentation for everyone, those who have read the book and those who are just getting started. And it was tinyurl.com/SitkaReads2020 to sign up sooner rather than later so you can get that link in time. Excellent. Well, again, Doug, thank you so much for coming on air with me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks. You as well.